Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginam Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Lok Sabha resumes discussion on three bills to provide reservation to women. Women's Reservation Act 2023 comes into force. Prime Minister Modi reaffirms Nari Shakti as hallmark of strong India. Governor Nandikishore Yadav emphasizes on value-based education. And body of drowned youth recovered at Doyang. Now the news in detail. The Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026 and the Union Territory Laws Amendment Bill 2026. The three bills are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and the assemblies of states and union territories. Taking part in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi claimed that the move was an attempt to change the electoral map.
The first truth is that this is not a women's bill. This is nothing to do with the empowerment of women. There is a women's bill. It was passed in 2023 in this house itself. This is an attempt to change the electoral map of India, using and hiding behind India's women.
Supporting the bills, Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said they reflect India's commitment to inclusive governance and women-led development.
माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में यह विश्वास और अधिक सुदृढ़ हुआ है कि नारी शक्ति केवल विकास की भागीदार नहीं है बल्कि विकास की दिशा तय करने वाली और निर्णायक शक्ति भी है उनके इसी विजन ने इस अधिनियम को एक निर्णायक बदलाव का माध्यम भी बनाया है
The discussion is underway. The 106th Constitutional Amendment Act 2023, Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, has come into force from yesterday. In 2023, the Parliament passed the Act, making a historic milestone in its national journey to foster equitable representation of women in public life at all levels of the federal structure. This landmark legislation rotationally reserves one-third of all seats for women in the Lok Sabha and in all state legislative assemblies. Speaking to media at the Parliament premises, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the notification has been issued to implement old laws that were not implemented earlier and further urged the opposition not to politicize the matter.
एक प्रोसेस है कानून तो हम लोग अमेंडमेंट के लिए अभी ला रहे हैं पुराने कानून इम्प्लीमेंट नहीं हुआ तो कमेंसमेंट के लिए नोटिफिकेशन निकला है प्रोसेस है प्रोसेस को कोई विषय ना बनाए
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that feminine power is the hallmark of a strong India. He said this while sharing a Sanskrit Subhashitam in a social media post, highlighting the strength and contribution of Nari Shakti. Mr. Modi noted that the mothers, sisters and daughters of the nation are enhancing the pride of Bharatvarsh in every field with their unbreakable resolve, devotion and spirit of service. Separately, the Prime Minister urged all members of Parliament to support the amendment to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, noting that logical responses have been provided to dispel the misconceptions and every apprehension has been addressed by the government. Nagaland Governor Nandikishore Yadav today underscored that education must go beyond marks and degrees to include character building, compassion, leadership and meaningful contribution to society. Addressing the Xavier Wright Academic Closing Day for 2025-26 at St. Xavier College, Jalukhe, he expressed confidence in the youth of Nagaland, noting their talent and potential across various fields. The governor urged students to pursue excellence with humility and integrity and said knowledge should be guided by wisdom and service to humanity. Also speaking at the event, Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang noted the importance of vocational courses and skill training to enhance employability. He noted the significant role of St. Xavier College as the only private higher education institution in Perin District. He lauded the college for promoting academic excellence while encouraging sports, enabling students to represent the state and the nation. Mr. Zeliang further appreciated initiatives such as the Earn and Learn program and Payback Award that encourage self-reliance among students. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. After nearly a week of search, the body of the youth who drowned at Doyang Reservoir on April 11 was recovered early this morning. Officials said the body was first spotted floating in the main reservoir by a fisherman along with personnel of the State Disaster Response Force on routine duty. Deputy Commissioner Woka Vinit Kumar noted that all legal formalities have been completed and the body has been handed over to the family.
আজি খুজুরতে আমি খান 5:40 AM কে বডি তো পাই লৈছে তো ডাইভার ডিআরএফ আর ভিলেজার্স খান আইডেন্টিফাই করেছে তো পিছেতে লিগাল ফর্মালিটিস করি কিনা বডি তো ফ্যামিলি লগা আতে ট্রান্সফার করে দিয়েছে তো ইনসিডেন্ট তো লাস্ট স্যাটারডে 11th April তে হয়েছে রাউন্ড 2:30 রিসিভ করে আমি খান খবর পাইছে খবর পাওয়া লোক এসডিআরএফ মোবিলাইজ করে দিয়েছে আর তো পিছেতে এনডিআরএফ বি কোহিমা করা পৌঁছে যাইছে তাই খান লগা এন্টায়ার টিম ডিপ ডাইভার হয়ে কিনা ফর কন্টিনিউয়াসলি লাস্ট 6 days পানি ভিতরতে ভি যাই কিনা বিচারি থাকিছে উইথ দ্য সাপোর্ট ফ্রম এনএসডি ইউনিট আন্ডার ওয়াটার ড্রোন ভি পুরা ভি বিচারিছে তো এট দ্য এন্ড আমি খান বডি তো পাই লৈছে.
The Deputy Commissioner expressed gratitude to all involved in the search and urged fishermen and local residents to take safety precautions, use protective gear and avoid venturing out alone. Nagaland State Commission for Women today held a state-level seminar on women in contemporary Naga society in Kohima, aimed at fostering dialogue and addressing the socio-cultural challenges faced by women in Naga society while promoting empowerment and inclusive development. Speaking at the event, MLA Achumbemo Kikon said women have evolved into a source of strength in the modern society and are increasingly contributing to decision-making. Mr. Kikon highlighted the election of 102 women in the 2024 urban local body polls as a paradigm shift towards inclusive governance. He called for greater support and unity among women. Secretary Social Welfare Limawa Bang Jamir said women are emerging as agents of change in the social, economic and political landscape of Naga society. While acknowledging persistent challenges such as gender inequality, limited representation in traditional institutions and social expectations, Mr. Jamir emphasized the resilience of Naga women and called for continued efforts to build a more inclusive and progressive future. A landmark consultative meeting of the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization along with 8 tribal councils and Eastern Naga National Worker Groups has reaffirmed commitment to the Frontier Naga Territory Agreement. The meeting held at Montown yesterday was attended by Konyak Union, Chang Kule Setshang, United Sangtam Likum Pumji, Pom People's Council, Yimkyung Tribal Council, Hyamnyungan Tribal Council, Tikhir Tribal Council, Eastern Sumi Hoho along with Eastern Naga National Workers Union and Eastern Naga National Workers Association. The House passed a resolution to stand by the Memorandum of Agreement on FNT signed in February between the Government of India, Government of Nagaland and the ENPO. The resolution emphasized safeguarding the future of younger generation, maintaining peace, ensuring justice through equality and upholding the spirit of fraternity and integrity. The House also committed to strive for comprehensive socio-economic development in the eastern region at par with the rest of the state as well as working together to address any challenge that could hinder growth and prosperity of the region. Kohima police recovered the body of an individual along Tizama Road yesterday evening at around 8 PM. In a statement issued today, police said a team from North Police Station was dispatched to the location after receiving information, while a forensic science laboratory team was also called in to assist with the examination. Preliminary investigation indicated no signs of foul play at this stage, police said, adding that the body was handed over to the family after completing all necessary formalities. Kohima police said investigation is ongoing to determine the full circumstances surrounding the incident. And in sports, the Nagaland Football Association has announced that the 5th Nagaland Futsal Club Championship 2026 will be played in June, hosted by Football Association Seminyu District. While defending champion Apuyemi FC from Zuniboto has been allotted automatic entry, districts have been asked to conduct district-level championships and nominate teams for the upcoming tournament by 31st of May. And now to round up this evening's bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha resumes discussion on 3 bills to provide reservation to women. Women's Reservation Act 2023 comes into force. Prime Minister Modi reaffirms Nari Shakti as hallmark of strong India. Governor Nandkishore Yadav emphasizes on value-based education. And body of drowned youth recovered at Doyang. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.